You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I have never been accused of being very good at either housekeeping or maintenance. As a matter of fact, if you remember the old program, The Odd Couple, I have most of the time been compared to Felix Unger, not Oscar Madison. That's for you old guys that remember those old television programs. I am sorry to tell you parents that I am a very bad example to your children on how to live indoors. I can see no reason whatsoever to make my bed in the morning, since it is only a matter of hours I'm going to be back into it. Nor, now that my mother has passed away, can I think of one good reason to fold my clothes when they come out of the dryer. I just put them right back into the hamper, and then in the morning, after I get through in the shower, I root around until I find the right stuff. Children, do not follow my example. I will try one day to do better, but so far I have not succeeded. I am similarly not very talented in heavy-duty maintenance, either on my car, or on air conditioners, or anything around the house that might break down. I figure that's why they got 911 and all these services that you can call when something breaks down. So I'm a little bit out of my element this morning because the scriptures are kind of taken on the theme of maintenance, which is a bit refreshing because most of the time Jesus and the other sacred writers, they speak from agricultural images or cooking and sewing and things of that nature. Today's image in the scripture comes from highway maintenance. Now, even there, I have mixed feelings. I'm quite happy that the highway department gets out and fixes potholes and everything, but I am immensely annoyed when they close off lanes on the highway and we get backed up. You need to come where I live in East St. Louis. We don't fix potholes there. We name them after the politicians. And they stay there for years and years without any attention whatsoever. But today's scriptures, both in the Old Testament and the New Testament, kind of work off the idea of, believe it or not, road maintenance. When the scriptures are talking about every valley shall be filled and every mountain and hill brought low, they were not talking about beautiful valleys out in the countryside or big high mountains. They were talking about roads that became much worse every time it rained or something. And so you got potholes and you got bumps. And it was the custom back in ancient times when all roads were dirt that when an important person was about to come down the road, like a king or an emperor or somebody of that nature, out came all the slaves with their shovels and picks and things like that. And they've worked to fill in the holes and to lower the bumps. And so that's what Isaiah and John and all these people are talking about when they say when we should prepare for the coming of Christ at Christmas, we need to get out there and level out and smooth out the road. The rough places shall be made plain, the crooked straight, and all of that that we know so well from Handel's Messiah that we sing at this time of the year. That's what we're talking about, that when we prepare during Advent, our task is very similar to people who go out and work on the roads, and we have to dig in for the hard work. John the Baptist, of course, even right before Jesus, used that image, but he right away spiritualized it, and he told the people, it's not physical working on the roads with your shovels and things, it's working on your souls. And that's why John went around preaching a baptism of repentance. He told people to do the hard work prior to the coming of the Savior to prepare a way so that he could even get in and have an effect. So that's the lesson that is put before us on this second Sunday of Advent. And as I said last week, Advent is so short, you just can't really fool around. You need to get right into it. So here we are already in the second week, and our work detail is quite clear. And I like to put it this way. Just like a highway crew, when you go out there and the damage has been done, you got two jobs before you. Clear out the mess, and then number two, fill in what is missing. Clear out the mess. The easiest way to do that in Advent is to simplify your life. Make some time for quiet prayer and reading and study. It's so countercultural and goes against the whole spirit of what the commercial world is about here as we get close to Christmas. Stop and slow down. Turn off all that electronic noise that's coming into your life and your house, and let God enter in. Have some quiet in your life, and then if there is any sinfulness and egocentricity that has crept into your life, take advantage of the sacrament of reconciliation, which is offered over and over again during this holy season, and clear out the obstacles to the coming of Christ. But that's only half your job. After you have cleared away what's wrong and inhibiting the coming of Christ, then you got to put something in its place. And I want to suggest that there is no time like Advent to get back in touch with truth and beauty in our lives. And I think one of the most beautiful ways is to listen to sacred music. And I think every living Christian on this earth, at least those that understand English, should listen over and over again to the choruses and solos of Handel's Messiah during Christmas. Not that music that's coming out of the boombox in the car next to you at the red light. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about good and beautiful music, especially that which celebrates the prophecies that predicted the coming of the Savior. And Handel's Messiah, I think, is an absolutely inspired work to put you into the right frame of mind during the season of Advent. Read holy texts, pray quietly, listen to beautiful sounds, slow down your life, and you will do a beautiful job of filling in what is missing for so much. And then give yourself to one another in service. All of us have neighbors and co-workers and people we run around with who are so wired up and stressed out by the holiday season, they could use some witness and some help from those of us who understand what it is that we are celebrating. So try to spread the truth and the cheer and the peace of Christ. That's what the second week of Advent is about. We are told to prepare the way of the Lord, to level off the bumps and fill in the holes, and prepare a straight way for the coming of God. Our God is coming to visit us. And I think that is the most wonderful thing about the incarnation of Christ that we are about to celebrate in a couple weeks. Our Christian religion does not say, unlike other world religions, that you got to leave this world and go flying up to the highest heavens to find God. Our God understands that we got problems like that, and our God has come to be one of us. And even better than that, not only is our God coming to visit us, guess what? He's moving in to stay. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.